Okay. Let me actually go back to the headline. So, we are in the middle of Shaydalet Perikov test, and we're talking about how the Torah provides chias to a person. And he says that it's like water for a fish. And we explained that the point of that is that when you are away from the water, you can't live, not just because it's a punishment, oh, bad boy, it's because you need the water to live. So too, that separating oneself from Torah will sacrifice, will endanger a life of a yid, not because it's a punishment specifically, but because it's, he needs the water to live. So there's, on that note, there's a Gevaldika Gemara. What? Yeah. So, you know the Kanech on it? Oh. So there's a Gemara with Rabbi Kiva and Pappas Ben Yehuda. That the Gemara goes like this. Rabbi Akiva, during the time of the Roman, during the time of the Roman Zera, Rabbi Akiva was Makil Kehelois Barabim. He gathered people, Barabim, in order to give, you know, teach Torah, Barabim. So Pappas Ben Yehuda came to him and says, "Masayata mischai benafshecha. You're committing suicide. You're not allowed to do that." And probably his question had to do with the fact that it's not one of the Gimel Averes Chamuros. You're not allowed to give up your life for this. So you should stop. So Rabbi Kiva said, "Moshe l'ma davar doyve." He said there was one time a fish, and the fish would swim around in the ocean, but there was many fishermen in that ocean, and the fishermen would catch many, many fish. So one time a shul, a fox came to the fish and suggested to the fish, and says like this, "Fish, what are you doing in the water? Don't you see it's dangerous? Don't you see it's dangerous that the fish are being caught daily, on a daily basis. There are fish being caught by fishermen. I think you should come and live here on land with me." So the fish, responds back to the shul. He says, "Shul, alecha oimrim chacham shebachayos, you're the smartest animal. The fox is considered the smartest, the wisest, the sharpest animal. You? What type of advice is that? Ma b'makam chiyuseinu kach, b'makam misaseinu alachas kama v'kama. If I'm so scared of the fishermen, if I'm so scared of dying in my makam chiyus, in my environment, how much more so will I be scared of dying outside my environment? If I'm in the water, I'm in the water. He's catching me. You want to take me out of the water? Of course I'm going to die." So the question is, what was the mashal? What was he saying with that? Was the fox really suggesting that the fish come out and just die on this? Obviously, it makes no sense, right? What was Pappas Ben Yehuda suggesting to Rabbi Kiva? Not to teach Torah? Of course. It doesn't matter if it's not one of the Gimel Averes Chamuros. It makes no difference. We have to learn Torah. There's no question about that. So what was the question here? What was the issue? Pappas Ben Yehuda agrees that you're supposed to learn Torah, probably. So the answer is that there was another point in the Gemara. That Pappas Ben Yehuda was, why be makil kehilus birabim? Why do you have to make it as a public gathering of a shir, of a yeshiva? What do you need a yeshiva for? Let everyone learn on their own in their house. Go to this person's house, teach him. Why don't you make a public gathering? Why don't you make a yeshiva for that? So teach each one individually. So Pappas Ben Yehuda, so Rabbi Kiva responded and he said, look, he said, you have the fish. You know what the fox was telling the fish? The fox wasn't telling the fish, come out and live on dry land. The fox is not a fool. He knows that you can't live on dry land. The fox was saying, look, come out on dry land, then I'll build for you a little fish tank. I'll build for you a little aquarium. You'll live in your... And the fish says like this, a deep vart. The fish says, look, that's an artificial habitat. I'm not in my natural habitat. If I'm not in my natural habitat, so many things could go wrong. I may not have the right salt, the right food, the right this. You may forget to feed me one day. Maybe someone's going to come and knock over the fish tank. Maybe the water will get spoiled. There's too many things that could go wrong. I need to stay in my natural habitat. My natural habitat is the ocean. Okay, a fisherman will come, won't come. Okay, but at least I'm in my natural habitat. I stand a chance to live. This is not a long-term option. This fish tank thing. That's what he's telling the fox. So what is Rabbi Akiva saying back? Rabbi Akiva is saying, I know Papa's menu. I know you think that it's just, you learn. Make sure you learn. But the natural, you have to be in the habitat. You have to be in an environment of Torah. You have to create an environment of Torah. And that's going to provide that chiyus for the yid, the environment of Torah. And if you're not in the environment, so okay, look, maybe I'll forget to go to my chavrusa one day. Maybe he won't show up. And I could forget. No, you have to be in the environment of Torah. If once you're in the environment of Torah, that will provide your chias for you. Now, you're going to tell me the Romans will come and kill me? Okay, fine, but that's a risk. But to not be in my environment is a bigger risk. That's Rav Baruch Ber's pshat in the Gemara. Rav Baruch Ber Leibowitz, he said, this is pshat in the Gemara. Otherwise, the fish doesn't make sense, the fox doesn't make sense, Rabbi Akiva doesn't make sense. And what is Papa's been used to thinking? So this is pshat. This is how he learns the Gemara. So it's almost the same vart as Rabbi Chaim over here, that the fish have to live in the water because that's the makom chiyus of the person. Okay? Okay. And then we spoke out last time that that the Torah is different than mitzvahs because mitzvahs is to a specific aver and Torah is l'chol b'saray marpe. Okay? Fine. Now, by the way, even though it says a chash b'Torah, yasuk b'Torah, chash b'roishay, if a person has a headache, yasuk b'Torah, the Marsha points out that Yasek Bater means you should learn. But he says very interesting things. And when a person says certain lines of Torah, maybe it's Tehillim, or maybe it's certain lines of Tefillos here and there, and says the Sefer HaChinuch, and he thinks that by saying this Pasuk and that Pasuk and this like that, it's going to bring him his Yeshua, the Sefer HaChinuch says that it could be his over a lav of loisenachashu of that you're making nichush. It's sorcery. You think saying this pasuk brings you this promises you. It doesn't work that way. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, what's the point of saying Tehillim then? So the point of saying Tehillim is that you're supposed to be inspired from the Tehillim that you said, and that inspiration is a schus for you. Or the schus of the mitzvah of learning is a schus for you. But just not magic tricks, you're using these words to give you this thing, that's magic. You can't, even if you're using Torah for magic, you can't do that. Sefer HaChinuch says. So everything has to have with come with a meaning. It's got to understand, what am I doing when I'm saying this still? There's no magic in this world. Nothing just comes, bam, just like that. There's a give and take. So when you go in for the when you're about to say, when you're saying these kapitlach of Tehillim, what you're saying is that I want to be inspired. I want to understand that Hashem, really everything's in your hand. And by my inspiration should be a schus for the people I'm davening for. That's what's really going on.
That's the healing that's making me get it feel.
Yeah.
Learn
Torah. No. Learn. That's the point Rabbi was going to say. That's the point the Marsha. It's a Marsha. The Marsha says this point. He says learning Torah is the schus of the learning itself. The schus of the learning itself. By Tehillim, it's the schus of the inspiration from the Tehillim. Okay, but what the Marsha says, amazing thing, is that if a person just thinks that it's magic because when I say this, this happens, that doesn't work like that. And by the way, it's nogea to this week's parasha by the Nechoshim. It says that the Nechashim came and Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people, I'm going to make a pole and I'm going to put a Nechash on top. And when you look at the Nechash, you'll be healed. So the Gemara even asks a question. What do you mean, looking at a Nechash, looking at a serpent that was built by Moshe Rabbeinu is going to heal you? Oh, no, things don't work that way. We don't believe in that. So the Gemara says that, no, when you looked up to the Nachash, you were really looking up to Shemayim. And when you were looking up to Shemayim, you were nis'er to daven to Hashem through the Nachash. Through the Nachash was a tool to get you to think about davening. And therefore you davened. That's the Gemara says. But there's no like free rides. Just because, oh, look at this gold thing and it's good. Okay, we don't really, you know. Okay, now, Perek Lamed. Let's make a little bit of headway into Perek Lamed, and we're almost wrapping it up. Okay, last couple chapters here. There's 34 chapters, so we're up to the last four chapters or so. He says, "V'oidzos yisera haTorah kedusha." There's another point where Torah, okay, takes precedence over mitzvahs, or can go further than mitzvahs. What is that? B'yistrin ar v'tosefes kedusha, gam al kol mitzvahs kulam biyachad. It's Torah is actually greater than all the mitzvahs combined. Why? Shegam im kiyem adam kol tayag mitzvahs kulam. Because even if a person fulfilled all tayag mitzvahs, b'shlemus ha'amiti karoi, in the greatest shlemus possible, b'chol pratein v'diktukim, with all the details needed, u'b'kavana v'tahara v'kedusha, and the proper kavana and tahara needed, asher oz nase adam kuloi b'chol yivav v'proka b'chol kachayis ha'merkava gemura, and now he's really perfected himself through doing all the mitzvahs possible, sh'tishra aleim ha'kedusha ha'el yoyna shal mitzvahs kulam, that all the kedusha from the mitzvahs, from the higher levels, can now come and express themselves through his evarim. In kozeh, however, in erich v'dimyo klal kedushas v'or mitzvahs legoydel oitzim kedushas v'or Torah. Still, the kedusha that he's bringing. So before he was saying is that the kedusha for mitzvahs is limited to each aver, not to the whole guf. And Torah it brings kedusha to the whole guf. But then he's saying even if you did all the mitzvahs and you got kedusha to every part of your guf, the actual, not just in quantity but in quality, the kedusha that comes to the guf through mitzvahs is less than the kedusha that comes to the guf through Torah. Asher tofia nahara al adam ha'isek v'hoiga v'karoi. Ki reishis darka v'kodesh, hu higba l'may, ha'gavoya l'may l'may. Like we said, the first hashpah to come out of a kodesh baruch was hashpah of Torah. Mishar sha'kdoisha v'or elyon sha'mitzis kulin yachad. V'zeu sha'amu v'perek ha'Torah. And this is what it says in the sixth parak of Perkei Avos, u'megadlatal u'meramamte al kol ha'maisim. Oh, wow, amazing pshat. He says that the way you read it simply is that the Torah is migadaltoi, it makes him greater, umiroi mamtoi, it makes him more elevated, mikol maasim, from everything which was created in the world. But he says it means umigadalto umiroi mamto, it lifts him up, mikol hamasim, more than any maaseh could lift him up. That's how he, you know, changes it. Hainu, I call Maisa Mitzvahs Kulon. The Chinam Rabbi Yushalim Perk Alf to Peya. She call Mitzvahs Kulon in and Shavuot the Davarecha Minatoya. Okay? Now, I just do want to reemphasize a point, and maybe tomorrow we will look inside a piece of the Vilna Gaon on this, because the Vilna Gaon is, you know, as we always say, Nefesh HaChaim comes from the Vilna Gaon. I will emphasize one point, which is, even though the Kedusha of Torah is greater than the Kedusha of mitzvahs, but a person cannot say, well, I'm going to learn and not do mitzvahs. Right? A person can't say, well, come Sukkot time, I don't have time to sit in the Sukkah. I'm busy learning. I don't have time to take a lulav. I don't have time for this. You can't do that. The rotzon of the Torah is that it has to translate into the way we behave. So you want to know how much schar did one receive? Yes, you will get more schar for the Torah than for the mitzvahs. But you want to know what to do. Hashem says you got to put aside the Torah for this purpose and do the mitzvah. So it's not a contradiction. You want to know which one is greater? Maybe Torah is greater. You want to know which one takes precedence? Not necessarily Torah. Maybe mitzvahs comes first. Okay? So the Taz uses this to answer a contradiction. In one place, the Gemara says that Torah is greater than Pikuach Nefesh. In another great place, it says that Pikuach Nefesh is greater than Torah. Right? Saving a life is greater than Torah. Another place it says that Torah is greater than saving a life. So which one is it? So the Taz says this answer. The Taz says, really, you want to know if there's two people and one of them was learning, one of them was saving us a nefesh, who got more reward? The guy learning gets more reward. But you want to know if you're learning and you have to save a life, of course you have to go save a life. It's more important. That's what the Taz says. It's not a contradiction. You have to stop learning to go save the guy's life. But you want to know, leave the MS. Which one theoretically is greater, is still Torah is greater than any mitzvah.
Somebody's busy with mitzvot all the time and he doesn't learn Torah too much.
Right. So what he's saying is that it could be he's obligated to do that. But it doesn't mean that Lemaisa he's on a higher level. There was one time a story with Rav Shlomo Lawrence. Rav Shlomo Lawrence was on the Knesset. And Rav Aaron Kotler came to Rav Shlomo Lawrence and said, how could you be on the Knesset if you don't learn enough? Now, Rav Shlomo Lawrence was a guy, he learned in Yeshivas Mir, he was a Talmud Chacham. But Rav Aaron Kotler said, anyone that's in the Knesset, that you're representing the Haredim, you're representing the Jewish people, you have to learn first Seder, 9 to 12 every day. You can't represent Klai, so you don't have a good Seder learning. So Rav Shlomo Lawrence said, okay, but let me ask Rav Shiva a question. Let's say someone comes and says that their son is in a terrible accident and they need connection to get to the hospital. Should I help? Of course you have to help. He says, what happens if, the person gets stuck in on the border and they need my help? Should I stop learning or should I learn or should I help? No, you have to help him if no one else could do it. And what happens if, this guy's in the army and no one else can help, so you have to help. So he says to him, gives 10 examples of like emergency type things that, so he says, no, you have to. So he says, well, Rabbi, all those things happen every single day. So, he didn't have time. So Rabbi says, okay, so basically, in other words, you want to know what would have been better was if you would have time to learn. Lemaisa, you're not allowed because you have to go ahead and help the people. So it's not a stira. The Ratzon Hashem is to stop the learning and to do the mitzvahs. Now, maybe you'll get schar for doing the Ratzon Hashem, but theoretically speaking, the learning will put you on a higher level. That's the point. It's not a stira. Now, we'll learn the Vilna Goyen inside. The Vilna Goyen explains why is that so. Besides what Reb Chaim is saying, because it's in the Olamos, it's higher, he explains that on a practical level too. So we'll get to that tomorrow, Mr. Shem.
Yeah.
Shkoyach, everybody. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi. Bye-bye.